Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Shingles adalah sebuah penyakit yang tidak asing lagi yang telah menjangkiti setidaknya 120 ribu warga Australia setiap tahunnya dan yang berdampak jangka panjang bagi 25-30% penderita. Namun, banyak orang yang masih tidak mengetahui gejala dini penyakit ini. Para pakar mengatakan pencegahan adalah lebih baik dari penyembuhan dan warga berusia lanjut dianjurkan untuk berdiskusi dengan dokter pribadi mereka mengenai vaksin untuk penyakit ini. Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Maxine Evans sedang dalam perjalanan pulang dari liburan keluarga ketika punggungnya merasa sakit tanpa ada alasan. Ia meminta anak-anaknya untuk memeriksanya ketika mereka tiba di rumah dan mereka menemukan beberapa bintik-bintik gatal yang kecil. Itu adalah awal dari musibahnya.
I got really sick on the weekend and had very high temperatures. Didn't even know, just thought I'm just not well until I showed my girlfriend that I had spots on my chest. And she's a nurse and she just said to me, she goes, you got shingles.
Terjangkit penyakit ini merupakan sebuah kejutan bagi Evans yang sudah berusia 55 tahun pada saat itu.
I thought shingles was for old people and I didn't even know that it was from the chickenpox virus. When I got told I had shingles, I'm like, but I'm not old. And they said it doesn't matter.
Profesor Robert Boy adalah pakar dalam penyakit menular dari University of Sydney. Ia mengatakan shingles menjangkiti sekitar 120 ribu warga Australia setiap tahunnya dan sangat sering menjangkiti orang-orang berusia di atas 55 tahun atau yang memiliki masalah dalam sistem imun mereka.
It goes up in risk a lot from the age of 50 and even more so in the 60s, 70s and 80s. If you live to be in your 80s, you've got a 50% chance of getting it. So it's a pretty common condition. I believe that if you live to 100, you've got a 100% chance of getting it.
Profesor Boy mengatakan shingles adalah sebuah infeksi yang mirip dengan cacar air yang menjangkiti anak-anak.
Then the virus can hide in your nervous system, either in your spinal cord or in the back of your brain. And after decades, it can come back when you've got a problem like you're stressed or you've got another infection that weakens your immune system.
Dr. Boy mengatakan ada beberapa gejala yang umum.
You start with an itchiness in a part of your body, and then it develops into a little red rash, and then it develops into vesicles. That's where it looks like a pimple. And those vesicles can get very itchy and very painful. So that's the main way it presents. You may actually feel a bit fatigued as well, but the rash is the telltale sign that you've got shingles.
Maxine Evans mengatakan rasa sakit yang disebabkan oleh shingles sangat menyiksa dirinya.
I've described it as being a voodoo doll and having the devil inside you just poking you whenever they choose, or somebody that doesn't like you a lot and you're repetitively being stabbed by a hot poking knife and it just keeps going and going and going and it never stops.
Profesor Robert Boy mengatakan seperti banyak penyakit yang disebabkan oleh virus, semakin dini shingles itu terdeteksi, semakin efektif pengobatannya.
If you catch it early, see your GP and they can examine you and determine the severity and work out what treatment you need. But there are antivirals that can be used that are helpful and there's also analgesics, pain relievers that can be very helpful.
Namun ia mengatakan menerima pengobatan antivirus untuk shingles tidak berarti Anda tidak akan mengalami komplikasi jangka panjang.
Most people recover reasonably well, but a minority, 25 or 30%, have ongoing problems for at least 3 months, especially with pain, and that can lead to depression, and people can actually end up on antidepressants and painkillers because the pain can be so severe.
Maxine Evans adalah salah satunya. Ia sekarang harus hidup dengan neuralgia pasca herpes, yaitu sebuah kondisi yang mempengaruhi serabut saraf dan kulit, menyebabkan nyeri yang kronis.
It's just debilitating. You get to a point where you don't want to go out, because even wearing clothes hurts. If you say want to go to a family function, you get there, you're so tired, and you've got the shooting pain. People just can't understand why you've got it. So it makes you feel shocking, really, and sad.
Evans mengatakan ia mencoba minum obat penghilang rasa sakit, tapi efek samping yang dialaminya dari obat tersebut sangat menyiksa, sehingga ia harus berhenti setelah sekitar 2 minggu.
I'm happy, but I used to be such a vibrant person. I was working, I can't work now. It's really affected me big time.
Profesor Robert Boy mengatakan pencegahan akan lebih baik daripada pengobatan.
There's a chickenpox vaccine for babies and children that's very effective. And once you've had that vaccine as a child, your chance of getting shingles is probably reduced. However, there's a special vaccine for people age 50 or over against shingles that you can also have, and you can access that through your GP.
Pendengar, itulah tadi rangkuman yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.